Blog Talk Radio.
Take you up. Good afternoon. This is Paulina Pierce, your host of Budget Weddings NYC, and it's a beautiful now summer afternoon here in New York. It has just stormed like crazy outside, and I am talking today. Actually, I am going to be talking with several pastry chefs because of and I'll just tell you a little bit about why. The last 10 days I've been, actually for the last month and a half, but the last 10 days were the most intense because I was planning and coordinating the end of the year, an end of the year party for the Voices in Unity in New York, and coordinating all of that. And then I was talking with one of my Budget Weddings NYC's friends, Ramya Murthy. He was the pastry chef of choice. The director has been going through various things over the course of the last 9 months, I guess. Some good, some scary, but mostly everything has come out just wonderfully. So I thought it would be great to bless him with or have a cake for him in congratulations of all of these various events that have happened through the course of the last 9 months. And I tapped Ramya Murthy, who has been on the show twice, and asked her if she would do a chocolate cake. That was my initial idea, because everybody likes chocolate. And then I got my intuition said, no, red velvet. So I asked her if she could do red velvet instead about 5 days prior to the event, maybe a week. It was really probably a week. And she acquiesced and said, well, why not do both? And it was a smash hit. So cake has been on my mind for the last 10 days. And I thought, well, why not do a cake show, but a cake show different from any of my other cake shows. So I am highlighting my four friends and pastry chefs that have been on the radio show over the last, oh, how long have I been on? I guess I've been on for 4 years, maybe four and a half. Yeah, 4.5 years. And they are Dolores Moody of Moody Treats, Sweet Treats. Also, Ramya Murthy of 350 Degrees F, which stands for Fahrenheit, and Pauline Stout of Pease Baking and Catering, And also, oh, now I'm forgetting someone, which is kind of scary. But there is another person, and I will, she will be on as well. And I do apologize. I did not write these people's names down, and also Diane Baker Scott Show. She bakes pound cakes, but pie with cornmeal crust is her that's what she's known for in Harlem. Alrighty, so sit back, and there will be a few cakes that are red velvet, but the surprise is that there are so many varied versions of cakes that you can have for your wedding. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so now we are on the last hour, and our special guest, I'm not even going to say who it is, I'm just going to go into her intro. She doesn't even know what I'm going to say, so this will be fun. For years, she has shared her baking and cooking with those who are closest to her. It tickled her to hear that people thought she made excuses to shower loved ones with the edible tokens of appreciation. She is guilty. She is guilty. Yes, indeed, she is guilty. Birthdays and holidays were just not enough for her. Every day is the perfect day to celebrate. Her dear friend enlightened her one day. She said the single most important ingredient in her wares is the infusion as an ingredient in her treat creations. Now, because of encouragement, love, and support, Dolores introduces now to an even wider audience, Woody Treats. In some circles, Dolores is even known simply as Cupcake. Now, of course, I am talking about Dolores Moody, who is the creator of Moody Treats, and she is the cupcake queen of New York. And if you don't think so, taste her cake. All right, so welcome, Dolores. Woohoo! Dolores Moody, welcome.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome. Now, I'm going to delve right into my various questions with you, and we may or may not, well, we'll see how long it'll be. I might give over to my hunger and make it short, but I don't think I will. Anyway, I just worded it. There we go. Okay, so now, how long, and I know this answer because I asked you, but how long have you been baking professionally and selling your delicious treats?
Actually, this week makes three years. I started 3 years ago selling my first cake, which was a strawberry cake.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry?
Huh?
Strawberry. So how was that? Was it infused? You shocked me. Okay, so now strawberry. Was it fresh strawberries or strawberry jam, and was it batter or was it between the layers?
Yes. So which is my signature cupcake, it's the strawberry cake. I use fresh strawberries. I make it strawberry preserve, which I also add a little bit of that into it.
Okay.
I have to mix it all up, and that's the signature. That's the one that everyone falls for. That's how it all started, and that's it. That's it.
Wow. Now, where did you get this recipe? Is this a family recipe, or where did you get this? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, well, I named it Strawberry Heaven. But growing up, my mother always made a strawberry cake.
Uh-huh.
And she always made strawberry cakes that we always celebrated. And that was the way that my mother celebrated was, when it was somebody's birthday or something, she would create something for them. So I inherited it, and I just started doing that myself, not even realizing that I was doing what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, it was the holiday time, and, you know, I had made the strawberry cake, you know, for my barber and the other barbers in the barbershop, just to say happy holidays and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the barber took the cake home, didn't share the cake. He took the cake home. And his wife had some of the cake, and she was so excited about the cake. And she asked, did I sell cake? And he was like, my wife keeps asking me, did you sell cake? And I was like, oh, yeah, so I sell cake. And that's how it started.
Wow. That's a great story. You need to incorporate somewhere in your marketing. That is a great story. I don't think I saw that on your website.
Yeah, no. That's how it started. That's right.
Wow. And now, I don't think you brought that with you, too. No intimidation. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. Although, you know what? I am going to ask. I didn't ask anybody else, so I am going to ask you, how much would a 9-inch take? Here's a question. I know you as the cupcake queen, but it sounds like you also make layered cakes. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. That is true.
Okay.
But yes, I make a lot of cakes, actually.
Oh, okay. So you like to make cupcakes more than you like to make layered cakes?
No, I like to make layered cakes. There's something about making a layered cake. I enjoy making layered cakes. But my favorite cake is a bundt cake.
Huh. Okay.
But I do enjoy making the layer cakes. I like simple, unique decorations, so that's what I do. Everything I do, I try to do it simple, unique. I like the rustic look.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to incorporate that in a lot of things, that everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
The rustic look, I like that.
Okay, and that's why you've also done cupcakes on various levels, not just the modern version, but with a kind of rustic or country, or I don't know what the but you have had cakes on things that look like bookshelves but are not.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. So that's very
like wood. I like the wood look.
Mm-hmm. Rescued wood, or that's not what they call it. I don't know what it's called, but it always looks like rescued wood. I've seen you other places. I'm not talking about your cupcakes being on rescued wood. So now, why do I think that you are the cupcake queen when you make other cakes and you like layer cakes?
I think because cupcakes are handy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to cut. A lot of people order cupcakes to go along with their event, and, you know, it's easier to carry around or so forth. So I do a lot of cupcakes, but I do cakes. Like, I have people that, you know, give me their date for the year, and, you know, I know what date to make these cakes for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of cakes. I do.
Okay. And I'm going to get this right out in the open, because I did ask you this, but you can do gluten-free, sugar-free, and I know there's another free, but I don't remember now.
Free and vegan. I do vegan as well.
And vegan, right.
Yeah.
So how, and you don't have to give us your trade secrets, but how do you make these cakes taste good? Not that I've had a bad experience, but...
Right. I create the treats the same way I would create it, just not using the milk and the eggs. There's substitutes that you can use that give you that same effect as if you use the milk and the eggs and the butter, and what's just so great is that it comes out so much lighter.
Ooh.
And still has the taste. Just this weekend that just passed, I just did an event with some Israelite sisters, and I did all my desserts with vegan. My whole table was vegan, and I have raving reviews. Everyone was so pleased and so happy. I did carrot, I did sweet potato. I did chocolate. I did strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
All vegan. And they were very, very impressed.
Wow. Nice.
Because everyone says that it's so hard to find something that tastes good that's vegan.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And the gluten-free as well. I haven't ventured too far into the gluten except for key lime. That's the flavor. I did key lime and I did strawberry. I didn't do anything else in the gluten-free. But I do a lot of sugar-free. I do the banana pound cake very often in sugar-free. Yes, and I do that in a jar as well. So, yeah, life is simply sweet.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you did banana pound cake. Oh, my goodness. My husband loves pound cake. And if I can do
banana
pound cake, give up some of the heat. Unfortunately, I think for him, he buys the packaged pound cake. And for me, he tastes, we have this horrible chemical aftertaste. So I wouldn't eat it anyway, but
Alrighty, so we're now going to go to Pauline, I believe. Let me just give me one second. Or actually, I think I'll go to Rania next. To line up my
okay, so now we are on the last hour, and
I think that's exactly the same place that I was. Let me just go back here and look for Pauline. Here she is. And this is Pauline Stout of Peas Baking and Catering. And
so now we have with us today my wonderful friend and actually the winner of the first annual and so far only winning cake taste off, but he was the winner, the overall best for brides and also for actually the staff of where we were holding the event, which was Riverside Church in New York. And she was the overall winner, and I know why, because even though I didn't get to taste the winning cake, I did get to taste the other fruit cake with the royal icing. Oh my goodness, it was so good. And also she made me scones. So she not only is a pastry chef, she is also a caterer. And so we're going to talk about both cake and catering. So she was just saying she was making dinner. So, you know, as Yummy, whatever she's making, I can attest to that.
Something simple this evening.
Yeah, sure. And today we heard company of Peas Baking and Catering. So welcome aboard. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome, and I'm happy to be here.
Now, we haven't spoken on the air or formally, I think for 2.5 years, something like that.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
But I've been following you on Facebook because I know you're busy.
I'm a bit busy. Yes. So have you been? You've been doing a bit of bake mistakes along the way, right? Going back and forth, but
right. I've been doing a little bit of traveling, and, you know, for the holidays, I was swamp making the rum cake that you tasted. I was swamp making that. A lot of people order them for Christmas.
Right.
So I've been busy doing that, and then I had to do a mail order for them and stuff like that. So I'm busy. It's kind of, winding down now, but I made, like, 3 of them last weekend, and I'm saying, oh, my goodness, I thought, you know, the rum cakes would die down a little bit until Easter, and here it is, I'm making that again, but it's always a pleasure,
that
I want this money to be made.
Exactly, definitely. And for Valentine's Day, don't you get lots of people?
Well, mostly I would get like the yellow cake. I would get the yellow cake. People would order the yellow cake and the cookies and stuff like that, in opposed to, you know, the rum cake. Or if there's a birthday coming up, someone, and, you know, they really want a rum cake, they'll order a rum cake. This weekend I'm making a birthday cake, a 70th birthday cake, but that's yellow cake.
Oh, nice.
So, plus I have my grandson's birthday cake to make for this weekend also. So,
I'm going to be busy. You are going to be busy. So,
yes.
How far in advance does someone have to order, in order to order a 70th birthday? And is that a special order?
Well, I would like it to be a special order. This one should have been a special order, but the person that was supposed to get in touch with me to order the cake forgot. So the person, when she asked her about the cake, she calls up and said to me, "Oh, I forgot. Can you help me out?" So I'm saying, "But I did it this weekend." So she says, "Please." So I'm trying to formulate that now. But the person that the cake belonged to, she has a particular design in her head, and I thought it was too late for that design, because when you have a specialty that you want to do, I prefer you to give me at least 2 or 3 weeks in advance, because I like to play around with it, and, you know, you have to go purchase these things that they want when they want these different types of cakes, so. So, like, if it's just a regular birthday cake and it's not, like, a big lot of design and work that has to be done, I prefer, you know, it's about 2 weeks is a good time, but if you're having all fancy stuff done and different shapes and whatever, I prefer to give me, like, maybe a 3 weeks, because I have a weekend to play with it.
Right, right. So is this person in town, or do you have to ship
it? Yeah, well, they're out in Suffolk County.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, wow.
So that's a little bit, you know, as I told her today, it's a bit rush for me, especially now we have bad weather.
Right.
And, and what she wants, I have to try to get her, you know, get it, because she wants a cake in the shape of a 70, and she wants it standing up. I said, "I don't think that's possible for you to have a cake standing up. It would fall." So, I can do styrofoam. I can do a styrofoam 70 for you, and then I can make the cake and put it on top of the cake. So she said, okay.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to play around with it and see what's going to happen.
Are you going to go and set it up? Or?
Yes, I do. I do not trust anyone with my cakes.
Right.
So, people laugh at me because I tell them I take my cake very seriously. And if they're going to come to pick up the cake to cut off the delivery fee, well, then I give them all instructions. I let them see they have a cold cake before they leave my home. And they have to promise me, you know, to take care of it. It's like I'm taking care of a child.
Right. Right.
So they kind of laugh at that.
No, I understand that. That makes sense, because anything can happen, and if someone doesn't know how to set up a cake,
And I like to set the cake up and decorate the table to make it come alive. If you just have a cake on the table and nothing to make it alive, then, you know, it's not a showpiece to me.
Right, exactly. Yes.
People who
have not seen the centerfold come and say,
right.
I mean, it's a nice cake, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I think I told you this when I was getting married. My cake designer opted. There were a number of reasons, but she opted not to come to the ceremony because there were two different. Not only were there two different places, but there were two different boroughs.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't want to leave her cake. Even if she set it up, she said she just did not want anyone to bump into it and then knock it.
Right.
There was a water feature. She didn't want anyone to knock it into the water feature.
Right.
So I understand.
If you're really passionate about what you do, you have to be very careful with people picking them up, and, you know, and I'm one of those people that, you know, very passionate about my cakes. So if you're going to pick it up, I have to give you all the instructions, or I come and set it up myself the way it's supposed to be done. I had done a cake once for, I think it was Congressman Wangle's goddaughter, and she was getting married in Harlem, And she had the reception at the restaurant, and I went to set the cake up, and, you know, the chef said, oh, we'll set it up, we have pastry chefs, we'll do it. And when I saw the picture of what they had done, I was so upset.
Oh.
I was very upset. Because
wow.
I was like, oh, my goodness, they didn't set it up the way it was supposed to be done. Although I gave them the instructions, they said, oh, no, we know what to do. We know how to do it. And they did not do it the way it was supposed to be done. And I got very upset over it. But, you know, they said it was delicious. So I said, okay, one out of two isn't bad.
Right, right. So, and I guess that's the music. After you saw what happened there, now you're even more out of it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So now the last time that we spoke at length, you said that you had a dream of starting to teach young adults.
Yes, young adults, like kids.
Yeah. We almost want art, although it's not of baking. I keep meeting all of these young adults who are baking, but did you ever have that opportunity to start that program?
Well, I didn't get to fully start it. I was started at my church, but they're renovating the kitchen over there, so my priest told me wait until he's finished that. But I had people that, you know, came in and asked me to show them to do stuff, or they'll call me up and ask me, well, you know, I'm trying to ice this cake, can you tell me what I'm supposed to do? And I said, well, I can try to tell you over the phone, but I don't know if you'll follow the instructions that I give you. But I have people that are asking me to start the lessons, you know, with them soon. But like I tell them, the weather has been so cold and everything that, you know, they have to wait till like the summer. So I'm trying to, hopefully, I'm hoping that I can do something this summer.
Oh, okay.
But I've been traveling a lot, so
right.
I haven't been on the back burner.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. So that's coming up. And is it going to be more than, is it going to be like an all day, or is it going to be, what are you thinking it's going to be over the course of several weeks?
I'm thinking about doing it over, like, for maybe a 4 weeks, like, starting with the bacon. A 4 week class, depending on the age of the, and like maybe on Saturdays. So Saturdays would be a better time. I have more time to put into it, unless I'm doing a cake or doing catering. Saturday would be a better time.
Right. Yeah.
So that's I'm looking at right now.
All right. Well, I only got to two people. I think what I will do is I will do the next two people, which would be Ramya and Diane Scott Show, Ramya Murthy and Diane Scott Show, next Friday. And then you'll be able to hear more about making your choices of pastry chefs and also their cakes. So thank you very much for coming in and listening to the show today. I'm trying to get back to my studio here. and I hope that you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend and that you enjoy the sweet life through cake. Bye-bye.